It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Afghanistan. The Obama administration is trying to get a handle on how the war there is going. It's near the end of a major review of its war strategy. Secretary Gates spent the day in the eastern part of the country, where fighting has been fierce, and NPR's Rachel Martin was with him.
I'm here at Forward Operating Base Joyce. There's an awful lot of helicopter traffic in and out of here on a regular basis. This is a critical point in this war, one of three border coordination centers. This is where Afghan, Pakistani, and U.S. troops are trying to secure the border to make sure insurgents can't cross into Pakistan to use that area as a safe haven.
The safe havens in Pakistan have been a central problem in the eastern part of Afghanistan. The war here is complicated by a porous border that allows insurgents to flee into Pakistan, regroup, and come back into Afghanistan to wage attacks. Today, during a visit to Kunar province, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates heard firsthand how safe havens have triggered more violence here.
This year we saw something a little bit more challenging. And by that I mean, come June, we had a 200% increase in attacks as compared to the same year of 2009 and 2008.
This is Lieutenant Colonel J.B. Vowell. Last time he was in Afghanistan was in 2005.
And since then, we've had an increase of fighters, groups, facilitation capabilities in this province alone.
But Vowell says part of the reason violence is up is because the Pakistani military has pressured insurgents on its side of the border, and now they're being pushed over here into Afghanistan. Stirring up the hornet's nest is what some U.S. military officials call it, and Secretary Gates told U.S. soldiers in Kunar that it's working.
We are breaking the momentum of the enemy, and we will reverse that momentum, and we can all go home. It'll be a while. And we'll suffer tougher losses as we go.
Losses like the six U.S. troops who were recently shot and killed by an Afghan border police officer, and the more than a dozen U.S. forces who've died in the area of Kunar called the Pesh River Valley since June. Major General John Campbell is the U.S. commander in charge of 14 provinces in the eastern part of Afghanistan.
The people don't want us up there, but they don't want the Taliban either. They want to be left alone. So we've got to set the conditions at some point to be able to bring our forces out of there and probably reposition them to bigger population areas.
Part of the Obama administration's review of the war strategy will look at how resources are allocated. Where do U.S. troops help and where do they hurt? Again, Secretary Gates.
You really have to take it a district at a time and diversify your strategy depending on the local conditions in terms of whether presence contributes to security or detracts from security. And that may differ from one valley to the next.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, said the Taliban still has areas where it can operate freely, but there have been gains.
The progress of recent months in particular has been important because it has demonstrated that we could indeed take away very important areas that mean a great deal to the Taliban.
Secretary Gates honored some of that work today, handing out six silver stars to troops at Forward Operating Base Joyce in Kunar. One by one, Gates pinned on the medals.
Corporal Joshua Bush, for exceptional heroism and valor in the face of...
Then he made remarks to the rest of the troops gathered at this remote base.
I feel a sense of personal responsibility for each and every one of you since I sent you here. And I feel the sacrifice and the hardship and the losses more than you'll ever imagine. So I just want to thank you and tell you how much I love you guys.
It was an unusually personal message from the man now trying to figure out if the current strategy these troops are carrying out is the right one. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Kabul.